tonight we're opening a new series entitled Sino dito makakapronounce ng title? I'm gonna give you a prize next week. Ah? Oh, ano? Ha? Ah? Oh. Sino dito makakapronounce ng title natin? Bibigyan ko kayo ng prize. How about Ignite registration fee? Sino ko? Sino kahit registered na kayo, okay lang. Pwede nyo isama yung katabi nyo o yung kaibigan nyo hindi pa registered. Sino makakapronounce ng bagong title natin for tonight? Ha? Si Marla? Wag si Marla. Insider yan eh. Alright, any volunteers? Nasa Friday Night Youth ba ako? Ah, sige, Angela.
Do you remember?
Anong do you remember?
Yun na yun yung nakasulit. Ay, hindi. Do your homework.
Do your homework? No! Sino makakapronounce ang title natin? Meron na lalo ng isang Ignite Conference registration ticket! Guys, I don't have all the time. Maniwala kayo sa akin. Okay? After 1 minute, pag wala pang sagot, aakit na ako sa stage. Ha? Asan? Oh. Anong pangalan mo?
Melanie po.
Melanie, tayo ka. Pakita mo kung gaano kakaganda, Melanie. Melanie, anong title natin for tonight?
Teka lang.
Di mo kita inaaway. Oh, tanap ko sa kanila, hanap ka sa kanila.
Ayaw
mo? Oh.
It's just another book to read.
No! Oh, ito. Nasa likod. Matapang. Nagtataas ng kamay. Oh, Ino.
One book, just another book.
Ano?
One book, just another book.
No! Oh! Okay, last two. Oh, Gerald.
Just another book.
No! No!
The one book that everybody needs to read the one book that everybody needs to read but not
last chance go
the one book that everybody needs to read but does not read
Sorry! Okay, any volunteers? Ate, anong pangalan mo?
Ja. A book one has to read.
No! Hindi kayo nagbabasa ng billboard natin sa labas! Dito! For Ignite Conference Ticket! Hindi kayo nagbabasa ng title natin sa labas. Hindi pwedeng lumabas. Ang tawag doon, cheating. Oh, wala na? Ah, eto na sa gitna. Oh, last na to, ha? Last na to. Pag di mo nakuha to, sorry, ha?
A book that everybody needs to read but does not want to read because they say it's just another book.
Tama ka, konti lang, may mali ka, pero nanalo ka na. Okay na yun. Hindi siya a book. The one book that everybody needs to read but doesn't want to because some says it's just another book. Haba, no? Haba? Oh, next time, pag pupunta kayo rito, make sure, okay? Babasahin niyo yung billboard natin sa labas, okay? Meron tayo dyan, bulletin board. You can read kung ano yung tayo na. Para naman hindi kayo mukhang hindi nyo alam kung ba't kayo nandito, napadaan lang kayo. Ay, may tugtugan, pasok na lang tayo. Dapat alam nyo kung ano yung purpose na ba't kayo nandito, alright? Anong pangalan yan? Pakikuha pangalan yan, ha? Nanalo yan. Okay? Alright. Okay, today we're gonna talk about this one book that everybody needs to read. All of us needs to read this, but some of us doesn't want to read it because some say it's just another book. And the book that we're talking about is this book, the Bible. All right? Do you know that this Bible, this book here, is not just another book? Kala ko touchscreen yung ilaw. Okay? This book, all right, it's not just another book. In fact, it's the book of all books. And this book has the power to change your life. This book contains all the promises that you long in your life. This book has the capacity to alter your destiny. The way you perceive that book will reflect on how your life is going to end. That's why this book is not just another book. It's the book of all books. It's the Word of God. And for us to read the book of the Bible, which is the Word of God, it's very important for us to do that. And you know, whenever we read this book, dalawang bagay lang pwede mangyari sa'yo. It's either hindi mo siya paniwalaan and you'll go crazy over your life, or you read it and it will change your life forever for good. And my prayer is after this series, for the next 3 weeks, your life will never be the same again. You will develop a deeper understanding, love for this book, and you will have a love life, kumbaga an intimate relationship with this book, that you can't sleep without reading that book, or you can't start your day without spending time with that book. In fact, you are so busy, you have a lot of things to do, that you can't start your day without reading the Bible. And you know, being busy has nothing to do with you not reading your Bible. Because in fact, the mere fact that you're busy, you have to start your day reading your book, reading the Bible. Amen? And if you're going to look at the Bible, you know, there's a number of reasons why people doesn't accept it easily. And I would just give you 3 reasons why students nowadays cannot accept the Bible wholeheartedly. And siguro sa utak na nila, they're saying, oh, I'm accepting the Bible, the authority of it. But in their actions, hindi naman talaga nila ina-accept yun wholeheartedly. And there could be a lot of reasons why young people doesn't want to accept the Bible in their life, fully embrace it. But I'm just going to give you 3 for this message. And you can ask me for more if you're not yet satisfied with these 3 reasons. Top 3 reasons why a lot of people today, especially young people, don't accept and don't embrace or don't read their Bibles. First is, they say it's boring. It's boring. Boring yan eh. Mas maganda yung Aba, Nakakabasa Na Pala Ako by Bob Ong. Sino dito nakapagbasa na ng book si Bob Ong? Great! Ako rin, okay? Maganda yon. But I'm glad you read that book. But you know what? Okay, if you're saying that the Bible is boring, shame on you. Shame on you. If you're saying the Bible is boring, I don't know ano yung concept mo ng boring. But you have to understand, okay, this book is not just a book that is compiled with different stories about wars, about love story. This book is the Word of God. And the last time I checked, this book contains the most exciting principles that if we will embrace, it will make our lives exciting. Let me give you an example. Do you know that it is more exciting to pursue a girl and wait for her and honor and respect her than just to go on and fool with girls and be a jerk and just go on with your relationship one after to another? It's more exciting. Do you know it's more exciting to say no to ungodliness than to go out there and go on a drinking spree and then just go out there and just doing some vices with your friends? Alam niyo bakit mas exciting yun? Kasi Yung one relationship after another, boring, alam niyo bakit? Eh, paulit-ulit na lang eh. The same heartache, the same problem, the same people. When you go out with your friends, the same beer, the same venue, the same cancer place. Paulit-ulit na lang eh. And it will never get better. Are you hearing this? As compared to, wow, this is life. You know, you get to worship God at the same time, be still and knowing that there is a God who's in control in your life. And this is exciting. Whom you know, whenever I go, I can make a difference. This is exciting. Do you know it's boring just to live asking your mom for money? It's boring. You know why? You don't exercise your faith. Whereas when you exercise your faith, you live by faith. Wow, God, I'm believing for a registration, for Ignite conference. This is exciting. My mom can't provide, my parents can't provide, but I'm going to believe God. Now tell me what's exciting. And it's all can be found in the Bible. To live pure and holy, to say no to ungodliness, that's not boring, that's exciting. To live by faith, that is exciting. I don't know the concept of what's boring to you, but when I accepted Jesus Christ in my life, when I made Him the Lord of my life was exciting. It was the best time of my life. Before I met God, and probably some of you, before you met Jesus Christ, your life is just in the routine. Tulog ka, gigising ka, kakain ka, papasok ka, makipagkulitan ka, magkakaproblema ka, kasi homework mo hindi mo nagawa, mangungopia ka, tapos uuwi ka kasi pinalayas ka ng teacher mo. Kung sumbo ka sa nanay mo, mali ka naman, haawayan ng nanay mo yung teacher mo. And then the cycle will just go on. Boring. Try to read this Bible. Try to read this word. Your life will be exciting. And if you want more excitement in your life, go on in the mission field. That is exciting. Okay? I mean, dito lang kayo, kain ka lang sa McDo, order ka ng French fries, tsaka Sunday, tapos wala na, uwi na kayo. Tapos you hang out with your friends, going to, wala mo ganun. That is boring. You know what's exciting? You know what? This guy. Okay, but tayo sa McDonald's. Okay. It's our French fries on Sunday. You know what? There's a campus out there that needs a seminar. Why don't we go there? Let's make a difference in that campus. You know, there's a lot of people there who need Jesus Christ. Why don't we go there and let's make a difference in that campus? That is exciting. You know what? Let's go on a mission trip this coming summer. Let's save. Pura tayo sa Macau. Pura tayo sa... So Thailand, let's go to Malaysia. Let's go to Bangkok. Let's go to Indonesia. Let's go on a mission field. That is exciting. You see, you are in the best time of your life. And if you waste it with the world, your life is boring. Don't waste it with the world. Spend it with God so that it can be more exciting. And some say, the Bible is not just boring, it is outdated. Outdated. Ah, laos na yan, hindi na uso yan, wala na yung Bible na yan. Wala na yan, outdated na yan, hindi na yan applicable. Hindi na yan applicable at this time and age. Wala na yung effect ngayon. You know what? That is a lie. That is not true. That is completely, you know, a big lie. You know why? Let me ask you a question. All right, if you have problems, where do you go to? Huh? Where do you go to? Sino dito walang kaibigan? Kawawa. I can be your friend. When you have problems, you go to your friends, right? Tama? You go to someone whom you can ask. Ano bang? You go to someone that you can cry on, di ba? Tama? Do you know that friendship is a biblical concept? Do you know the Bible says there is a friend that sticks closer than a brother? That's a biblical concept. And for you to say that the Bible is outdated, di sana sabihin mo, ayoko magkaroon ng kaibigan. Hindi, may problema ako, sarili ko lang to. You see, the Bible is outdated. It's updated. When you have plans in your life, do you go for advice? Do you ask counsel? How many of you here, you have plans in your life? That's great. Okay, do you ask counsel and advice over those plans? Who said yes? Do you know that seeking advice is a biblical concept? It's a biblical concept. It was God's idea. Do you know that plans fail because of lack of counsel? That's biblical. And it's in the Bible. So whenever you ask for advice, you're operating in a biblical concept. Now tell me, is the Bible outdated? No. It is updated. In fact, you are operating in the biblical concept. How many people you want to have a family one day? Come on, be honest. I mean, when we're here, don't be hypocrite. Gusto ko lang mag-isa. Doon lang ako sa sulok. I mean, if you hear, honestly, you want to have a family one day. The mere fact that you're raising your hands, you're agreeing with me that the Bible is not outdated. Because families are biblical concept. God initiated families. It was His idea. It's not outdated. It's not outdated. How many of you want to be blessed? You want to be blessed? Do you know that blessings are from God? It's biblical concept. So if you don't want to be blessed, don't believe the Bible and say, the Bible is outdated. I don't want to be blessed because the Bible is outdated. No, I don't want to be blessed. Because when you say the Bible is outdated, you're saying, I don't want to be blessed because you don't believe in the Bible. But you see, the Bible is not outdated. It is updated. Most of our lives, we operate it in the biblical concepts. That's why the Bible is updated in your life. It is applicable in your life. It is not outdated. Do you follow this? Do you hear it? That's why if you will read your Bible, the deepest longing in your heart can be found in this book. That's why it's applicable in your life. That's why if you will not read your Bible, it's as if you are throwing your life away. Because this is where you operate your life. Some say it's hard to understand. It's not just boring. It's not just outdated. It's hard to understand. You know what? It's only hard to understand if you don't pay attention to it. That's the reason. I don't have any explanation to that or nor any examples. The reason it's hard to understand is because you don't pay attention to it. You don't take time to read it. There's in your bookshelves, yung Bible, nasa sulok. Ang tawag dito? Inaagiw. Because you don't pay attention to it. Binubuksan mo to, dating 101, algebra, text jokes, no limit anghere. Mas binubuksan mo ba to? Kasi mas takot ka sa teacher mo na hindi ka gagawa ng assignment, kailangan mo mag-aral, kesa masahin mo tong Bible na to na alam mo magbabago ng buhay mo. Listen, the reason it's hard to understand is because you don't open and read your Bible. You know, I'm having a hard time, you know, as much as I want to be cool, as much as I want to be updated in terms of youth culture, hindi ko talaga kaya, hindi ko talaga maintindihan kung paano maglaro ng Dota. As much as gusto ko maging cool, taraya, yan eh. Dota tayo, sige, Dota tayo dyan. Pero alam niyo kaya ako tumatanggi sa inyo? Kasi ayoko matalo niyo eh. Ayoko pagtawanan niyo ako. Ayoko magmukhang... Kasi hindi ko siya maintindihan. Hindi ko maintindihan yung mga monster na yon na binibuild nyo para maging heroes. Hindi ko maintindihan yung concept. But some of you paid attention to it. That's why you became an expert. That's why when you say, Dota, chicken lang yan. You know what? I hope when you say, Dota, chicken lang yan. I hope when you say, Bible, chicken lang yan. Si Noel, nagpa-blunt ng buhok. Kakabasa ng Bible yan eh, no? Intindihan kita. Yung Dota, StarCraft, mahirap talaga yan. But you know what? When you pay attention to it, you will understand it. The same way with the Bible. When you take time to read and pay attention to the words of this book, you will understand it. Jejimon, mahirap intindihin yun. Pag nag-text ka, hirap intindihin yun. Pero when you pay attention to it, maintindihan mo. Edo po, ingats po kayo. It's hard, but when you pay attention to it, you understand it. Do you get this? Same way with the Word of God. If you will just take time and sit, pagising mo na umaga, pagmulat mo ng mata mo, tagal ka ng muta mo, just take time. Hindi ko maintindihan, Lord. 5 minutes. Baltad pala, kaya hindi ko naintindihan. Ngayon, intindihan mo na. Kaya mo na hindi naiintindihan kasi baltad yung pagbasa mo eh. Namana mo kay Babong yun. Kala mo, baltad magbasa ang mga Pilipino. Hindi. Just read it. You know what? I understand sometimes really hard to understand. That's why you need God. You ask God, Lord, hindi ko po maintindihan tong Bible na to. Pwede bang ipainindi mo sa akin? You know what? God honors that heart. God is more than delightful just to be with you and say, okay, I'll make you understand that. Just pay attention. Just read. Just make time. Don't find time. You make time. When you find time, you will never find that time. But when you make time, I'm making sure this time is between me and God. You make time. You don't find time. Amen? And in the Bible, in James 1:22, the Bible, the Word of God, is being described as the mirror. And kanina kinanta ni Noel kanina yon. And you know, the goal for us, not for us just to read the Bible, but in the verse says here, do not merely listen to the Word, and so deceive yourselves, do what it says. Don't just read it. The goal is for you to read and obey the Word. Read and obey the Word. Can you repeat it? Read and obey. Read and obey. Can you just go back to the verse, James 1:22? It says there, do not merely listen to the Word. In the old times, during the times of James, that's why it says listen, because during those times, wala pang available na Bible every individual. The only time they get to hear the Word of God is during in the synagogues when they got to hear, listen to the Word of God. Hindi pa available yung Bible like we all have today. That's why it says do not merely listen. For us, it says, do not just read the Word, but and so deceive yourself, do what it says. Do you know that when you just read the Word and don't do what it says, you are fooling yourselves? You are deceiving yourselves. Because it's not just for you to read it, but also to obey. It's like a coin, which is, the other side is read, the other side is obey. Pag nakakita ka ng coin na puro tao lang, totoo ba yon? Peki yon. You guys what I'm saying? Pag nakita ka ng coin na puro tao lang, pag ginanong mo, uy, tao. Uy, tao pa rin. Uy, tao pa rin. Ay, bakit mo, purong tao. When you see that a coin like that, it's fake. It's not real. It's not genuine. The same way, your relationship with God is fake. It's not genuine. It's not real if you just read and don't obey the Word of God. You got to read and obey. You got to read and obey. And the Bible says, okay, describe, okay, in James 1, 20 to 24, in this text, the Bible, the Word of God was described as a mirror. It says here, anyone who listens to the Word but does not do what it says is like a man who looks at his face in a mirror. Verse 24, and after looking at himself, goes away, immediately forgets what he looked like. Now, ano bang basic use ng mirror? Ano, this is not ano, a trick question, ah. Okay? Ano bang basic use ng mirror? Huh? Reflect? Ano pa? Okay. Para madali na. To reveal. Para ma-reveal kung ano yung itsura mo. Tama? Pag umarap ka sa mirror, ang gwapo ko ngayon ah. Diba? Pangalawa, hindi pa na pangalawa yun. Pangalawa, that's just to reveal, but to guide you. Ibig sabihin, to make improvement sa itsura mo. Kung may nakita kang mali. Tama? Tama? To reveal the true condition of yourself at the same time to guide you on how can you make improvements of yourself. Is that right? You know what? This is the same word. It's the same as the Bible. It's being described in this word. Whenever we read the word, whenever we read the Bible, it reveals who we are. It reveals the true conditions of our heart. It reveals what's going on in our mind. It reveals kung ano talaga, sino talaga tayo. Yung lahat ng pangit natin, whenever we read the Word of God, makikita mo, ay, pambihira. Punong-puro pala ng unforgiveness ng puso ko. Ay, punong-puno pala ng kalaswaan tong utak ko. Ay, punong-puno pala ng greed tong puso ko. It reveals who you are. And it's not just that. You know, the good thing about the Bible is it doesn't just reveal, but it helps you to make the proper adjustment. Dahil pala, ito pala yung nasa puso ko, ito pala yung nasa utak ko, I have to make adjustment. How do you make that adjustment? You obey the Word of God. You obey the Word of God. Pag umalap ka sa salamin, pag nakita kang kulangot, anong gagawin mo? Tanggalin mo, di ba? The Bible says, if you look at yourself in the mirror at nakita mo may kulangot ka at umalis ka, anong ginagawa mo? You're making a fool out of yourself. Nakita mo na nga sa salamin may kulangot ka, itanggalin mo na. Nabasa mo na nga sa Bible na huwag kang mangungopia. Hindi, huwag ka na mangopia. Nabasa mo na nga sa Bible, huwag kang mag-iisip ng malisya. Huwag ka na mag-iisip ng malisya. Nakita mo, meron kang tulok. Oh, lumutagos dito. Ano gagawin mo? Pupunasan mo, di ba? Are you hearing this? The same way, nabasa mo dito, hindi pala ako dapat ng hindi pala ako dapat ng iisa sa babae. Dapat pala ayusin ko. Gawin mo. Hindi pala dapat ako masyadong nagpapakit sa mga lalaki. Dapat pala gentle and quiet spirit, beautiful inside. Hindi gawin mo. Are you hearing this? Do you follow? Pag nakita ka sa mirror, you make the proper adjustments. The same way with the Word of God. Pag nabasa mo, gawin mo kung anong kailangan mong gawin. Don't just read it. Hindi ka nagsasalamin para, ay, may kulangot, may tulok. may tinga. Nasaan yung tinga? Nasa ilong. You don't do that. Why? You're making a fool of yourself. You say, ang babasa ko na. May last ako. May greed ako sa buhay ko. Okay lang yun. Don't fool yourselves. The Bible says, you are deceiving yourselves when you read this book and you don't do what it says. What do you get when you do what it says? In James 1:25 says here, 125. Can you just flash it? But the man who looks intently into the perfect law that gives freedom, it gives freedom. It gives freedom. When you read this book and obey what it says, it gives freedom. Freedom from what? Bitterness, unforgiveness, lust, habitual sin, anger, rage, everything that enslaves you. Gusto mo ba yung araw mo magsisimula, may nakita ka klase mo, dahil daming unforgiveness sa puso mo, ayoko nang pumasok kasi. Itong teacher ko. Bilanggu ka sa emosyon mo. Kasi you can't release. But the Bible says, okay, if you will forgive, the Bible says forgive, it will free you from what you're feeling and then you can live a free life. It gives you freedom and continues to do this, not forgetting what he says he has heard, but doing it, he will be blessed in what he does. You want to be blessed? Read and obey this word. Huwag mong hayaang na isang sulok ng bookshelves yung Bible mo. Kailangan na sa gitna siya. Hindi lang na sa gitna ng bookshelves mo, kailangan okupado yung buong puso mo. A lot of us, we place our Bible somewhere that we can see. But you know what? The best place you can put your Bible is in your mind, in your heart. Because it will definitely affect and change your life. You know, if you want freedom and blessings to come, you need to read and obey the Bible. Don't be fooled. Don't deceive yourself. Read and obey this word. At the end of the day, if we don't read and obey this word, we only have ourselves to blame. Don't be surprised kung yung buhay mo 5-10 years from now are much, much worse. Why? Because you failed to read and obey this. Listen, this is not religion. This is reality in your life. This is what you need to do. This is what you ought to do as a person. This Bible completes your life. Without it, your existence is nothing. You have to embrace it. The challenge for us is not just to read, but to obey. You know, we are so much educated. We know a lot. Ah, kailangan magpatawad. Ah, kailangan magganito. Kailangan magganyan. But the challenge is for us to obey. The challenge is not for read. The challenge is not to read and listen to the Word of God, but really to obey the Word of God. The challenge is not just for you to attend Friday night youth, but the challenge is for you to apply whatever you heard tonight. That is the challenge. It's not how much you know of this word. It's not how much you read this word, but the challenge is how much do you obey this word. Because it will only affect and change your life if you will obey what is written in this book. Read and obey. You know, I remember a story. I want to close in a few minutes. You know, there was a college professor who gave an exam. And it was not a surprise for some of in the class because alam naman nila mahilig magbigay ng surprise exam tong professor na to. And then one day, this professor came and gave this final exam to them. And lahat sila prepared except for one. Hindi siya prepared, but you know, he was just confident to take the exam. And then after the professor gave the exam, after 1 minute, itong tao na hindi prepared to take that exam stood up, walked confidently, and handed the test paper to his college professor, and then walked and leave the classroom. And the some of his classmates, sobrang na-amaze yung mga classmates. Ano nangyari dito? Hindi nga i-prepare yun. Paano niya na nasagutan yun? Siguro walang alam yung kaya siguro sumuko na lang. And then after a few minutes, 5 minutes, okay, isa-isang nag-iiyakan yung mga magkakaklase, isa-isang nagsisigaw, isa-isang naiinis. And all of them are begging the professor and as they give their test papers to the professor. Alam niyo kung anong nangyari? Well, in the test paper, this is what it says. This exam is intended to test your ability to read and obey instructions. After reading this paragraph, just put your name on the space provided and pass it in front. You failed this exam if you put any answer to any questions. Erasures are acceptable and considered failed. After doing that, you may now leave the classroom. Enjoy your vacation. Listen. It's not how much you know. It's you read and obey. Clearly, the guy read and obey the instructions. He was able to enjoy his vacation. Listen, if you will read and obey the instructions in this book, you will not just enjoy your vacation. You will enjoy the rest of your life. Amen? Can we just give God praise? As I close, in John 1:14, it says here, the Word became flesh and made His dwelling among us. We have seen His glory, the glory of the one and only, who came from the Father, full of grace and truth. The Word is not just the Bible. The Word is a person. That is Jesus. Whenever you reject this Word, you are rejecting Jesus Himself. Jesus, the author and perfecter of your faith. The very person who died for you, whom God chosen to die for you so that you can have eternal life. Whenever you reject this Word, the truth in this Word, you are rejecting God Himself. Whenever you choose to be busy, whenever you choose to be occupied with some things, you know what are you choosing? You are choosing those things over Jesus. Whenever you choose to answer the text over listening to a preaching in a Friday night, you are rejecting Jesus. You're not rejecting me. You're rejecting God. That's how hard it is. That's why you have to make a choice. We have to make a decision. Will you choose God or will you choose the world? Will you reject God or will you reject the world? I don't know about you. This Word is God Himself. It's Jesus in Himself. And I want to make my life living with this Word.